We're talking this week with candidates in New Hampshire's 2nd Congressional District about their proposals on jobs and the economy. Today we'll hear from the Democratic candidate, Annie Custer, who joins us by phone. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
You start by saying education is where we begin rebuilding the economy. That said, retraining workers and developing partnerships with higher ed and the like takes time. Is that going to be enough of a starting point given the current state of the economy? Is it going to develop jobs quickly enough for the state that the economy's in now?
Well, we do need multiple steps, Brady, and one of them is investing in opportunity today for prosperity tomorrow. So I agree that's not immediate. What I want to do is help grow small businesses. 90% of the jobs here in New Hampshire come from small business, and I want to move small businesses forward by lowering their taxes and making sure they can get the loans that they need to expand. What we really need to do is create consumption in the middle class, and that's why my tax plan is focused on helping the middle class to move forward so that we create consumer demand, and that in turn creates opportunities for new jobs. And then the other piece of this is to make sure that we're creating jobs right here in New Hampshire and in America. I want to close the tax loopholes that encourage companies to ship jobs overseas, the outsourcing, and make sure that our tax plan, our tax incentives, are to reward companies for creating jobs right here at home.
Since you had mentioned small business lending, I wanted to ask about that because you point toward that as a factor that will encourage hiring. Since the Great Recession, though, that has been a lot easier said than done. How do you encourage small business lending when it has been so difficult to do that up to this point?
Well, what my understanding from visiting small businesses around the state is that they're caught up in a catch-22 in terms of the lending regulation. What the banks are asking for is balance sheets over the past several years, and they want to see increasing sales. Obviously, in a recession, you don't have increasing sales. You know, we need reasonable regulation on Wall Street to protect consumers from another crash, but I believe that in that regulation, we've probably done more harm than good with the small local banks, and certainly we need to keep the SBA lending going to small businesses because that's the growth that we're all looking for.
So that main financial overhaul, Dodd-Frank, would you support then an overhaul of some of those regulations to try to encourage that lending?
What I want to focus on are the independent banks, the small banks that have been caught up because of the too big to fail and the big, big bank regulation, which I agree with, by the way. But in the course of that, I want to make sure that local banks, small banks, and particularly the Small Business Administration is moving forward with making credit available so that businesses can move forward.
One of the areas you call for the government to make investments is in infrastructure, and that's in roads and bridges, but it's also in broadband internet. This is another one of those cases where everybody of every political stripe agrees that this is something that needs to be done, and yet it doesn't seem to be done. What steps do you take then to break that cycle in this state?
You cannot compete in a 21st century economy with a small business somewhere in western or northern New Hampshire that's on broadband communication. On landline communication. It takes a public-private partnership. It's obviously the private sector that's going to make that investment. But just the way we did with roads and bridges and highways and telecommunications, telephone, we need to make sure that we create an environment where these types of infrastructure improvements get made so that then the private sector can flourish.
Last question, and this is one we're asking of every candidate. Given your proposals on jobs and the economy, what would you tell Granite Staters to look for 2 years from now to see whether or not they're better off economically than they are here in 2012?
What I would tell Granite Staters is to look at three things. One is, are we moving forward with the job training so that New Hampshire graduates are available and ready and willing to work in the jobs that are available here in New Hampshire today? Number two, are we moving forward with innovation, research and development of new ideas that are going to create new markets for New Hampshire to compete? And number three, have we moved forward with infrastructure, making sure that we have broadband communication widely available so that small businesses all over the 2nd District can compete in the 21st century economy. If we get those three things right, I'm very confident that our economy will be thriving here in New Hampshire, and that every person that is ready and willing and able to work has a job that they can be proud of.
That's Annie Custer, the Democratic candidate for the 2nd Congressional District. You can hear more of our conversation and find all of NHBR's Election 2012 coverage at nhbr.org. Tomorrow, we conclude our series with the Republican candidate, incumbent Congressman Charlie Bass.